Adriana, are you still there?
Yes.
So you're up for questions and answers. You were the first who asked for a chance.
Bertolt, hi.
Yes, hi.
thank you for being here. I need some numbers from November. You have already November, that is none. What are your figures, the one that you have? We don't have it yet from the national office. Do you have the total revenue from November?
Well, I'm looking at my website. Only to the website. And what's coming to the website is giving me December, November, and October pledge and paid. And then we're making about like $3,000 to $4,000 a day right now in December, since the last week. So we're projecting even a whole lot more money in December. So the projection is that I'm definitely going to make that number, the 506.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Bertolt, but my question is if you have the numbers from November, because let me tell you where I'm going.
I don't have the income statement,
okay.
But I have the income that came in November, and I have the income that came in so far in December. That's what you're asking?
Okay.
Yes.
I the total revenue from November, if you have it.
Ken to the stack.
Yeah. November, we received $78,319 in pledges.
Sorry, how much?
$78,319.57, just on the website.
Okay. And December?
December is $135,968.97.
Okay. Because what I'm worried is, we have the number from the national office from October, and your projections were 280,000 in revenue, and the national office sent us only 212. It means you are under in October 68,000, and the total operating expenses you have for in your budget from October 160,000, and we received from the national office 203,000. It means that the if you want gain, we cannot call it gain, but well, the difference was positive in your budget from October of 90,000. According to the national office, you are under 11,800. That's why I'm worried, and I'm trying to see if that pick up in November and December, because if not, we are already, you know, in October we are more than $100,000 under what the projections were. That's why I'm trying to see if that pick up. But you are telling me that you are again $32,000 down in revenue in November, and you are a little bit up on December. Obviously, that didn't finish. But I'm worried about that because, like I said, that unless that the revenue is going down, I see that already in October is a huge difference.
Somebody else wants to get on the stack? Who is that?
Ken.
Yes, he kind of wants for the stack.
Bertolt, why don't you answer that if you can, and then we'll take the other two questions.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I can only send you the print screen of my online website screen that shows my revenue, you know, and all I know is that it's pretty clear that we went from $10,500 a day in our October drive to $12,260. And then we're going to keep on going. And then even with that, we added extra days, which kind of made up a little bit for the difference. Really in December, we met our goal because we were supposed to have a 10-day drive. So if it was 10 days instead of the extra 1 day we added, That's 12,500. Our budget is projecting 12,500, and that would be in there. The 14,000 that you see in there are for the way FN does it to the formulas, you have to go to them. You know, you multiply them by some percentage and some percentage to get to the number it's getting to. But I told him exactly what it is that I was looking for. So that you're going to have to deal with him on as far as the formula and then how those comes brings it down to the actual number that I have. Projected at 12,500 a month.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm just saying we neglected to have a timekeeper, and I'm wondering if somebody can volunteer to do that for the rest of the meeting and keep track of the time for this Q&A, which is 10 minutes before the discussion. I had Ken and then...
Michael, I'm keeping track.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we have 4 more minutes from Q&A.
Okay, so that was Ken and then Nick, I heard, one had questions.
And Serene.
And Serene, okay, so try to keep your questions about a minute if you can. Ken, go ahead. Ken, you're up.
Okay. Bertholdt, hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking at your budget, it says minus 312,720 in column line 38, column Q. That means if everything goes the way you predict, you're going to lose $312,000 or $313,000 if you're lucky. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. I knew I'd get a Christmas present sooner or later. But it's why can't you come up? Is it there's no way for you to come up with a null profit and loss?
No.
Okay. All right. That's good. No is an answer. I'm done with my questions.
All right, thank you.
I have to qualify that. That's because we have made an arrangement with the Ambassador Building to pay instead of.
I was going to talk any further about it. We're on the stream, so we're not going to discuss that, I don't think.
Michael?
I'm just saying a general statement.
The accrual is known.
Okay.
All right.
The accrual is a known fact and has been discussed publicly for a long time. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to follow. I'm sorry.
That
I don't know what it is.
$36,000 I referred to.
Point of information, Ken, I don't know what you're talking about. What is it? If it's public, could I please find out?
We owe a lot of money to the Empire State Building.
Oh, the lawsuit from the Empire State Building. Okay.
We owe them a lot of money.
What?
Yeah.
Mike, Mr. Chair?
Yes?
It has been stated publicly at the NFC on these teleconferences and at local finance committee meetings and LSB meetings for a couple of years now that WBAI is paying Empire about $12,000 a month. Negotiations are ongoing, and there is an accrual, and the accrual is approximately at this point in time, as the general manager just confirmed, about $36,000 a month, which means that for this budget, there is an accrual to Empire of about $420,000. So you connect the $420,000 with the what is the $312,000 or what, I'm not looking at it right now, and you know, then you get how we're really calculating it, because if we really calculate the accrual, it's massively in the red, but without that it's better. So
thank
we can
you.
Talk about that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Thank you for the information.
Nick was next, and then Serene.
Thank you. Sir, I'd like to drill down onto the October 16th revenue and make sure I understand.
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege?
I can barely hear him.
Yes.
Okay, Nick, either speak up, or if you're on speaker, take it off and use the mic or something. Go ahead.
All right, well, I'm going to speak up. I would like to drill down, sir, on to October 13th revenue. What I have in the budget is approximately $280,000. I believe that you just stated that your actual revenue was $298,000, but if I understood Andriana's comments, the national office has you at $212,000. Have you seen this statement of income, and can you explain that discrepancy?
I am looking for the income statement right now. I should send it to me. But I also send you, Michael and Apple, the screen print of money that's been coming onto the website, so you can see October, November, and December, and you can have an idea of what it is that we have. So unless Efren is back, there's no way we can double check that. Questions you can write down, and I'll get back to you with Efren by email with explanation, so that the next time we meet, we can just go over this thing thoroughly and explain to you exactly what discrepancies there are, if any, and what discrepancies there aren't. So that I will jot that down.
Okay, thanks. Serena's next. I did forward the screenshot. Go ahead.
Oh, you can see, yeah, you, Michael, if you just make it wider, you can actually see it.
Okay, thanks. So we, meaning the LSV, does not get a daily report. So I'm wondering what it would take to make that happen. I know the staff apparently has access to it, but how does the LSV get access to that on an ongoing basis?
Access to what?
To the daily total.
Access to the website?
Or to the information from the website.
Oh, I can send that to... I can send that to the LSV every week.
How often does the staff get it?
The staff can just log in and look at it. The pay staff. They, you know, it's like, you know, so log in. They log in and they can see it.
Okay.
They can go over the you know, by details into this stuff.
Okay. So
you know?
Okay.
I just kind of, the truth is, like, to let you know the way WBI works, like, I think we're kind of really efficient. Right before this meeting, I just went on the website and just, you know, just drilled down, and it showed me every month since January 2016 how much money we've made. And from January 2016 to present, we made $1.4 million pledge and $1.05 paid. And minus probably, not including probably a good $25,000-$30,000 that we have not posted yet, because we always short of staff. When we receive a check that goes to the bank, we need to deposit it and then have the staff posted it in on the website. So this website is probably short $25,000-$40,000 of, like, probably 20, 30 sheets of deposit to be posted. So...
Okay, and if you could, I'm sorry, who's that?
Somebody have a question?
Yeah, this is Nikki Kanamaitis. Can someone explain to me what website we're talking about?
WBAI processes everything to its web, 99% of everything to the website, to our e-commerce website. Everything goes to our website, the fund drives, the everything, 95 to 99% of all revenues is premiums processed. Everything is on our website.
But
thank you.
In particular, talking about a password protection section of that password protector that shows the amounts that actually come in. That's not the public.
I mean,
I could create
a password and share it with the. Michael, and you could show it to people at one point, and then I'll cancel the password.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wait.
you can work through the mechanism of that at some other point. I'm talking specifically about sending information to the LSB, and I would argue that at least 2 times a week would be reasonable during the drive, so we have a sense of what's going on, because we do not, unless, as I said, I know the staff has access, but, you know, the other 18 people do not, which is, and I'm not demanding access. Just demanding
information. No, that's okay. What we do is we send a report to not only the paid staff, but also unpaid staff, all 200 and change people every other day about how much money we're making and what's going on. And so I will definitely send this to the LSB. I don't think I have access to the LSB. I'll send it to LSB people.
I'm sorry. In the interest of time, it doesn't have to be all the T's don't have to be crossed right now. I just want to be assured that we'll have a process. Okay thank you.
All right.
You take care.
Have you received the file that I sent you? That shows you what's going on the website.
Yeah, I received and forwarded the screenshot you sent me to the whole committee.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that was Adriana saying we're at time for the Q&A. We have about 25 minutes for discussion and action on the budget.
We're on NFC discussion and action now?
Yes.
Thank you.
So is there some discussion, further discussion?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
I'm somewhat concerned about this stuff because we've been watching it. This is very complicated. We've been watching things not go that well, and then things seem to have been picking up a bit lately, but I am concerned about over-optimism of, one, the on-air fundraisers, and, two, community events. I know that we've had one particular thing that a retreat or something like that where we BAI got like $6,000, but there was a lot of overhead to it, and the numbers look great if you don't look at the bottom line of it. Also, I have been asking the general manager for a while now for various accountings for some of these off-air fundraisers, and I don't get a whole lot of that. And so I am not convinced that the off-air fundraisers are necessarily going to be as successful as the general manager thinks they are. So I think that needed saying, and I've said it.
Okay. So can I talk to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So what's happening here is that at one point, we had all these issues about not-for-profit and all that stuff, or how we're going to deal with using the space downstairs, where the owner of the space downstairs were willing and able, to just give us anything that we wanted and help us out. So basically at this point right now, I've decided that we're going to go forward full-fledged with it. And then, so that's why you can see the changes and the success. What we're having right now is we're having once a month a comedy night, organized by Randy Credico and myself and a few other people. Something we tried before, but without like the fanfare of like big stars. Katie Hopper has another night. I can send you pictures. It's packed. We've been collecting over like 100 emails and stuff like that, and people making donations. We've had people like Jill Stein and different people, Jeremy Scahill coming to those events. Bastium Chow, we had an event, about, Imhotep or something of that sort. He's going to, he was in my office actually today. He's going to do that once a month. We have a karaoke night, which was a very successful event without any advertising. We have an SOB event, at least 3 to 4 times a year. That's averaging 12,000 net, and so on. So we're going to keep on doing those things. Dr. Richard Wolf agreed to do an event with us. We had event with Gary Noll was bring about $12,000 to $14,000 net. You know, we're supposed to actually do an event. We just didn't ran out of time in November. As soon as we get into the 2017, we're going to organize quite a few events with Gary Noll, and those all bring about $12,000 at least each. there's a yoga center called something center that is, I mean, they had a fundraising event, you know, this end of the year event where Awundadi was spoke and it was packed, and they want to partner with us again. So I am extremely excited about where we are. I'm excited about my programming manager. I think as long as people give me the leverage to leverage him and do what I need to do, we will be fine. I am confident about that. And this is the first time I've said that in like 2 years. We knew we were going to raise the amount of money we're raising per day, even though it wasn't smooth. We did raise more money per day. We raised $12,200 per day. We were raising like $8,000 up all. So, you know, and because of also I used the skills of this individual in at the end of the October drive, you know, we moved it to 10,000 and change. So basically we increased our daily fund drive from 8,200 or 500 to 12,200. So we've raised it by 4,000 per day. And we are looking at, you know, programming and stuff like that, that will bring even more things of the sort. You know, we have Felipe Luciano on a Friday morning, a morning show. Was very charismatic. Who's been rebuilding his audience, and you know, he's been hit and miss, but we've been rebuilding that audience, and then we've been working on that. And so that's what now we have until February. We have 2 months to prepare for this, and it is clear that we're going to keep on increasing, you know, our daily rate of raising money. We also started with brand new. We had no pre-recorded premium from the past because we came up with a new number. So it's only been, this is the third drive since we've been rebuilding our pitch about different premiums. We're doing premiums and stuff like that. We've had Ralph Nader on the air on a regular basis, Greg Palace. We have not used the services of Amy Goodman that much, so which we hope to use soon with this Donald Trump thing going on. We have a Trump watch on our website. I think we are extremely dynamic right now at WBAI, and I am very excited. Maybe I'm crazy, and maybe I'm over-optimistic. I'm very excited.
Are Paul to say something at this point?
Okay. All right. He was responding to your earlier comment. Why don't we see if there are other people who had things to say first, and then we'll come back to you.
Stack for later.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, Nikki Economides for the stack, please.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have significant concerns with the revenue projections here, and I also have at the same time, a real concern with the difference between the numbers being produced by the national office and this website. And for instance, I'm looking at the website that was sent around, and it has a total amount raised for October of 298. But when I go over a couple of columns, it says that the payment actually received is only 234. And that gets us closer to the 212 of the national office. But I become concerned that we're managing with one set of numbers, and we haven't agreed upon what the set of numbers is. The national office has one set, and station management has another, and that just seems to be a disaster. So I have significant concerns that, one, that the amount of money that they think they're raising is being misrepresented, probably unintentionally, and two, of their ability to hit the numbers that they've projected.
This is Michael to the stack. I want to follow up on that with a question and then a comment, and maybe Bertel, you can respond. Are you using a Memsys for keeping track of your pledges and memberships? And B, are you using Great Plains to do your, you know, income and expenses and accounting at the station? And related to that, on the screenshot you showed us, you have payment amount, payment authorized, payment received. Is the payment amount the total number of pledges received and the payment authorized are the ones that are on credit cards, or is there something else going on with that? In other words, the payment received is basically the same as the payment authorized. So I'm assuming those are credit card payments. And is the difference between those two figures and the payment amount? The other pledges were made either bill me or something. But if you could respond about Memsys and Great Plains also. Thank you.
Say that again?
I was asking whether you're keeping your records on Memsys for listener contributions and membership and Great Plains for your income and expenses reports at the station. And can you explain on the screenshot you sent around, you have three columns. One says payment amount, and the next two, which are identical, one says payment authorized and payment received. My assumption is that the payment amount is the total pledges you got, and the payments authorized are the ones that are on credit cards? And
okay,
I'm looking to verify that if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
So those are three questions.
Okay, so if this is a year, the orders, number of orders, payment amount, this is the pledged amount, payment authorized, this is how much was paid, and payment received, this is how much was paid. Basically, the payment amount and payment, the payment authorized and payment received is usually the same. And you look, if you look more to the right, it will tell you, like, even though, for example, in, even though in December we received 1,103 orders, per individual, it was about 1,239 line items and then quantities and, of items. Like, and sometimes, for example, somebody would make one order and then the order is for, three of the same stuff, so that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was asking, this is Bertel. I was asking, is the difference between payment amount and payment authorized, that payment amount is the total pledges and payment authorized are the pledges on credit cards?
Yes.
He said yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And then basically from this system, we can, on a daily basis, just kind of run the report and send the bill to the people for the payments.
Yeah.
So we actually have a 71% fulfillment rate right up front, like on the spot.
Mm. So the other related question was, are you using Memsys to record your?
No, we're not.
Okay, you have to use Memsys and you have to use Great Plains. Otherwise, you're going to get these constant discrepancies between your figures and the P&O, and it's unacceptable.
I don't think that's what the discrepancy is. It's not Memsys. Memsys, you know, we can take this up thing and upload them in Memsys, but Memsys is a really bad system. This system gives you, within a second, response and answer and anything you want to have. I mean,
I agree with you that Memsys is problematic, but the rest of the foundation is using Memsys. The rest of the foundation is using Great Plains, and we have
We use Great Plains. You know, that information goes straight to the national office, and then they record those things. But the thing is that last time the auditors asked for information and stuff like that, we downloaded them from this within seconds and sent it to them, and then it was perfect. It was much better than Memsys. For the last audit, the 2013 or 2014. When they ask for details, you can drill down for anybody, anything, anyhow, any place within probably a minute.
I will say that one thing the MEMSIS produces that our LSV gets pretty regularly is the income results from previous fund drives. So you see how much money is coming in a given month from, you know, drives, 3 months before, 6 months before, 9 months before, money continues to trickle in and gets reported.
The cash that comes in from the payment. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nancy, point of information.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nancy.
What is the system that Berthold is using instead of MEMSIS?
It's called Volusion.
Illusion?
Volusion.
Volusion.
It's the largest e-commerce website for this kind of thing in the world. And then we did get it for free from a grant from a not-for-profit organization that we applied for. And I've been lobbying to the national office to use this throughout the network because our audit would be very easy.
Yeah. Okay. I have no stake in MEMSIS apart from I think we all should be on the same platform, whatever it is. So it's comparability and accountability.
Okay. I mean, if you keep on looking at the thing, also, if you keep on going to your right, it will show you how much it costs us to ship the items we shipped. Based on things that we put there, and then that's accurate, and so on.
Okay, I think we have about 8 minutes left for this. Does somebody have a motion in regards to
Our Paul still has...
Okay, that's right. We have to come back to you, Our Paul.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. First of all, so, Berthold, you're saying we're up, and your number and the number I'm seeing from what's being posted... is about $2,000 different, which means we're doing better by about $2,000 than we had been, but we're doing under $11,000 at this point. And that's what we were doing about 2 years ago, and things were not that great 2 years ago. So doing $11,000 a day as a tally is, you know, not wonderful stuff. The other thing is about those off-air fundraisers. I've been asking for information about them, and I'll point out again that in 2012, the Pacifica National Board passed a motion that said, for all off-air fundraisers, management must produce beforehand a list of the projected expenses and the projected revenue from the event. And then after the event, actuals for those two things. And we're not seeing those, and it would be good if we could. And also, as I've pointed out, for more than 2 years now, there are some issues with other entities being involved with BAI off-air fundraisers, and we need to know who the beneficiaries are, our co-beneficiaries are, of these events, and what the cut is.
Hold on a second, Apple.
What their expenses are. You know, how much of the expenses that they carry, what the split is of the gate from whatever this event is, and what BAI ends up with and what they end up with. And they're not getting that. We really should see that because, as you know, we've had off-air fundraisers that have cost us four figures. You know, they've come in the red sometimes. So, I'm not going to say I'm pessimistic about the off-air fundraisers, but I'm saying we need better accounting for it. And this is the first I'm hearing that we're scrapping MEMSIS at BAI. I thought we were using that also.
Okay, Apple.
With the other stuff. So, please answer.
Well, you know, Serena also has been asking for that, by the way. Give me until next Wednesday, and I'll send to the entire committee all the spreadsheets broken down of all the events that we've had, profit and loss, expense and revenue. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah. And a lot of those things are actually really easy because usually it's a code on the website, the Volusion site, So people pledge to that. So that's where the revenue is coming from, plus a little extra from at the door. You add that up and then minus the expenses. So you have your revenues pretty clear. We just had Lisa Manelli type of Everything All Is New Again, Christmas event. And what happens is really we have the expenses first, and then they collect the money. And even though we collect some payments to the website, some people come at the place, and then they also collect some of that money. So that money is upcoming, you know. And so that's basically it.
If I was
at the station right now, I would have been able to send you a sample of what we're talking about.
So we do have
to send you, by the way, a little spreadsheet of the December drive, and I don't know what our poll is talking about. We're talking about $12,260 a day.
Talking about the daily that's on the staff site, and I know that you said there are differences.
I'm sending you what is real on the website right then and there. I'm giving you the facts, not the Donald Trump stuff.
Okay, I just forwarded what you last sent me 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Again, I had a quick question. Did you adjust your central service payments in any way around the SCA?
Well,
I noticed you considered, in some version of your budget, you were considering that income to you.
Yeah, and then we also put it as expenses, so it's a wash. So we never changed
okay.
that. You know, like that's
okay.
how Efren put
right.
it as a revenue
yeah.
and an expense.
Okay.
So.
But the PMB did authorize the idea of the FDA payment being credited against your central services. Was any adjustment made for that? Or
no. So that means
yeah.
what you're saying is I can.
Well, we'll have to have that same proviso that we had.
You don't have to be specific about the amount, Berthold.
Uh-huh. So I have to basically... Okay.
We'll have a proviso that needs to be adjusted based on once the formula gets worked out by the PMB.
Okay. So I put it as the revenue and then we move it from the expenses or just use
no,
it.
Don't put it as revenue because it's definitely not revenue to you.
Okay. Put it against central service.
I'm saying we'll have a proviso
yes.
in our motion and eventually it will get adjusted
okay.
depending on what
so,
the
right
PMB
now we leave it as is.
Yes.
And then we still have $82,000 cash in cash flow, and minus $300,000 for the budget based on our accrual for the Empire State Building.
Yeah,
$312,000.
Where am I on the stack, Michael?
Shereen, go ahead.
Okay, so I do not believe, Berthold. I'm glad you're enthusiastic. That's a good part of getting stuff done, feeling positive and energized. However, I do not believe that our current method of fundraising is sustainable. There are only so many hours. There are only so many hours that you can listen to the same handful of people, you know, offer incentives. And, you know, so that even if the numbers are better now than they have been in the, you know, past couple of few years, it's not something I believe can be sustained. I think the sales pitch can be a bit much. So I urge you to find a different way of approaching the audience. I understand that people have gotten hooked on premiums, you know, that brings its own complications and not being able to fulfill those promises on time. And I understand that things may be better now than they had been, let's say a year ago. That's also a problem. But in addition, I have real concerns about processes where the payment their donation is being handled by a third party.
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
Well, I don't necessarily want to name the particular premium, but there are times, you know, that I've heard numbers other than the BAI number being given over for people to call and make their pledges. And that's a problem. It's a problem in terms of how their donations may be treated for tax purposes for people who are making that kind of donation and who then itemize their returns. So there's an issue about whether or not they're going to be able to deduct as if they had given the money directly to WBAI. There's a problem about how their information is used thereafter to set up a different means of contacting them in the future, not through the station. So I have concerns about all of that, and I hope that there's probably some policy, just as there's policy, you know, on how we handle the offsite events or how we handle events, period, right? And I think those policies are important because they then protect the integrity of the member information, but also protects anybody else who's involved with us from any speculation about what they're doing with money, right? People's reputation matters. So if maybe the NFC needs to revisit some of that in terms of offering a suggestion of policy, or maybe that already exists coming out of the National Finance Office, but I do have some continuing concerns about that. And as you know, there are times when people get on air and say all sorts of irresponsible things. You don't want to provide fodder for that kind of madness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so these were the four questions. So can I quickly address that? Sustainable fundraising method. With all due respect, Serene, we've been doing that for 7 years, and obviously we have reduced raising money from $25,000 a day to $12,200 now a day. But I think I would beg to differ that that came from people's ability to do this. And I don't want to go into the details of that because I don't think that would be a pleasant conversation. I think that I have hired staff and I have taken steps to take care of that. We need to engage producers more so that they can come up with more premium, and then that's being done slowly. The BAI body, finally, we made a payment, and then we transferred the information all into one system. And we've been doing a lot of small campaigns. We have increased our BAI body to by $2,000 extra a month. So we are about $15,000 or $16,000 a month now we're bringing in. And the old data is being brought into a new database where I'm having two professional women managing it and reaching out to those people. The bottom line is, like, if you just ask everybody who's donating already to the BI body to increase their donation by 20%, you are bringing this $15,000 to about, probably like, $20,000. And so forth and so on. Making these people feel welcome, acknowledging them for their donations. We're doing that. You know, we're creating emailing lists per shows supported. You know, the shows that have premiums or the shows that have events downstairs. We're doing that. Payment handling by a third party. I definitely understand where you're coming from, Sue, and actually I'm one of the people who brought that to your attention because it was, a bit frustrating. So the way it worked is that, see, when we're giving a service, tax-deductible donation, the only part that's tax-deductible is what the service is. Like, for example, if we donate a service that's worth $500 and the person pays $1,000, they can deduct $500. So we have established that.
Mr. Chair.
We're done.
So we have established that very clearly.
Yes, Yeah, we're past time on this item, so that's why I was asking somebody out of motion.
Yeah.
The point is, we're trying to deal with the budget. We can't deal with every question of how the money goes and the finances of the station in this call. Okay. We have another station to consider.
So can you give me 2 minutes to conclude on my budget?
I'm sorry. This is Serene.
Do you have a motion, Serene?
I have a statement I'd like to make to the general manager.
I'm looking for a motion. We're past time for action on this budget.
That may be so, Michael, but I'd like to make my statement.
Mr. Chair, can we add 5 minutes?
We have the general manager of KPFK been on the line for 5 minutes and I'm waiting, and so people need to be aware
of
the team.
You know, I could have completed my statement in the time that you answered. Merely to say that I will follow up with you in person, Berthold. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Does someone have a motion on the WBA budget? Nobody from WBAI wants to offer anything?
I'd call for the orders of the day right now.
Yes.
The orders of the day are the KPFK budget. So you're saying no action on the WBAI budget at this point?
I'm typing.
Mr. Chair, we already are 7 minutes over the time.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so albeit the LSB has not seen this budget, I hardly think we can wait for the LSB to actually have a proper and legal meeting and actually put it on the agenda and address it. So I would like to bring a motion with the provisos, about updating the information and so on and so forth, but I have to dig back into your old motion. So can we postpone this and get back to it?
Yes. Okay, postpone this and proceed to the KPFK budget.
Point of order?
And, yes.
What exactly are we postponing? And I'll point out that the chair does not unilaterally postpone.
Okay, we ran out of time for the discussion of WBAI budget and action. So you called for the orders of the day. We're moving on to the KPFK budget. If time permits before the end of the meeting and there's a motion presented regarding WBAI, we'll come back to it at that time. That's what I'm doing. So thank you, Bethel, for your presentation, and the committee is going to turn to the general manager of KPFK.
I do encourage people to email questions so that they can have clear answers and documentation on anything they want, so that time they can have all the answers they need and without having to rush.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Leslie Radford, you're on the line, right?
Yes, I am.
Do you want to go ahead and present regarding the KPFK budget? And people did receive it the other day, as far as I know. Everybody has it. Go ahead, Leslie.
Okay. Well, fundamentally, I am very hopeful that KPFK is going to be in good shape by the end of this fiscal year. Not great shape, but good shape. I don't even know if we're on a public stream here, but
yes, we are.
We are.
I do want to go on the record to thank all of our listeners who've stuck with us through all of this, and our staff who has worked incredibly hard to keep KPFK afloat. I am by nature a fiscal skeptic, and I come to you hopeful that we're going to be okay here. We have a budget. It is sitting in front of you. It, unlike my first budget, it does indicate that we should be able to make the national office payments and still survive. And I don't know what else to say. If you read my notes at the opening, I think there's some explanations in there that might be helpful. The budget you have in front of you includes up through the October income report. We don't have anything from the national office more current than that. So I can't, I'm not officially including that because it would be spotty, you know, basically what I know we've spent and what I know we've brought in, and wouldn't have information about stuff that I hadn't compiled. But I can tell you our last fund drive was extraordinarily good. We had pledges that were 55,000 dollars over our goal of 365,000. So I feel like our audience is coming back and very appreciative of us. And I have included the recommendation of my LSB on this budget in here, and I've explained that to you. Since the last budget you saw, I've moved the settlement payment into accounts payable. The auditors advised us, and our financial counselor advised us, that they should be accrued in FY16. So they don't show up in the annual budget page, but they do show up in the cash flow forecast there. And that's the page I'm mostly working from. That's about it from here. What have you got for me?
Ken, to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Hello, Leslie. I have a few questions.
Comparing
central service payments to 2016, they're $2,240 less per month. And mm-hmm. Why is that?
That was the amount I was advised that we were required to make this year with the deduction of our sideband fee and
okay.
the adjustments that followed.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent around to the, this is Michael, I sent around to the committee a proposal for a formula that would basically be revenue neutral to the P&O by adjusting the, adding to the overall central services for the stations and then deducting the SCA payments. KPFK receives the most or, I don't know, earns the most in
Okay,
SCA
Michael,
payment.
I got it, but the question okay. is, did you get that approved, or just your guess at it? I mean, isn't that a national law?
No, that's why we have the proviso about pending the PNB approval, so it would be the same proviso here.
All right. Well, thank you. Can I ask another question or two?
Yeah.
Leslie, this is a key issue. Was there any change in the health coverage for any category or any individual staff member at KPFA or their spouses? Any change in health coverage?
There has not been at this time, although we are talking about, and this budget proposes at some future point, that we eliminate dependent care. It is not required by either the employee manual or the contract. And, I mentioned this to the LSB as well. That kind of breaks my heart. But given the strapped position we're in, unless we continue to make money through our fund drives and other means like we did in December, that is one of the things that will have to be cut.
Okay. So my question, that comes up to two questions. It's part of your 2017 budget is the elimination of cover spouses.
Dependent care, yes.
So that is part of the 2017 budget. Okay.
Yes, it's in
second,
there.
And where did you mention that to the LSB? Do you know what?
Indiana for the start.
I believe I brought that up at the October or maybe the September meeting, and
okay,
I used virtually
that.
The same words about it breaking my heart.
Okay. All right. Now, are you familiar? So there's strict notification requirements from the Employee Retirement Income Security Act.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Pardon me.
Yes,
can
hang
I,
on a second.
Can you stop interruptions, please?
There was a point of order. I have to know what the point of order is. What is your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair,
what's your point of order?
we cannot discuss in open session things that belong specifically to personnel and have, legal implications. And I think that they have nothing to do with the National Finance Committee.
Okay, it has to, can I answer that?
Go ahead.
It has to do with the National Finance Committee because violation of the Employment Retirement Income Security Act leads us susceptible to penalties, fines, and lawsuits. And that's finance. And I'm not talking about any individual person. I'm talking about a policy regarding personnel, okay, that's being used at KPFK exclusively, where KPFA, the coverage stays, KPFK, the coverage disappears. So there's legal implications here. So,
Mr. Chair?
Well, every state, I'm sorry. So therefore,
I have a point of order.
Mr. Chair?
Not applicable.
May I have your response? Am I point of order?
It doesn't mean we're talking about individual personnel items, so I don't see that we can't talk about it.
We're talking about legal issues in open session. And it's not to the National Finance Committee.
Okay, so I will take it that Ken is providing some information about ERISA, E-R-I-S-A, the Employment Retirement Income Security Act. I'm not sure how it applies to this situation when I talk about retirement.
It applies in this regard. That if employees are removed without proper notice, we're subject to penalties. We've just gone through a very difficult
point of order.
Okay, you made your point.
Point of order. Good.
I'm sorry. The general statement about ERISA has been made. I think we're going to move on.
Can I keep speaking, Mr. Chair?
I'd like to make my point of order.
Yes, okay. What's your point of order?
I have a point of order, too.
Okay, first Serene and then Ken.
Thanks very much. My point of order is that I wish you would advise the member to not veer into territory where there are legal issues or contractual issues that may not yet have been agreed upon by staff and really should not even be part of this discussion.
Okay, so I think that's a valid point. We're not going to discuss issues that are under negotiation or have there's some legal challenge being raised, if that's the case. What was your point of order, Ken?
I have not gone into any legal or personnel issues. Just bringing up a point of order to stop me from asking questions is dilatory.
Okay.
So I would ask the other members to just... Go have a root beer or something and relax, and let me finish the question.
A point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
What is your point of personal privilege, Adriana?
Can you call the member? It's the third time during this meeting that is making a smart remarks. I hope that you hold him, like everybody else, to the same rules. If you want to go over the, he can do that, but that is a smart remark, and we don't deserve it. Please, sir, if you cannot respect these members or the rest of the members, please do something with yourself. And the second thing, Mr. Chair, we have to agree in 90 seconds. Does 90 seconds only apply to me?
I'm sorry. Ken Aaron is the treasurer of the KPFK local station board, and we've given the treasurer's ample opportunity to speak regarding the budget for every other station. We'll do so for this one as well.
Chair, have you made a ruling on this?
Yes, my ruling is that the point was made about ERISA as a general statement, and I think that's sufficient, and that none of the members should be making personal snide comments about other members. And if Ken has other questions, please ask them, and we'll proceed with the rest of the business.